No more fire deaths, ensure safety now. Stoke Socialist Party. In the early hours of Sunday, the 1st of October, a fire broke out on the ground floor of a three-story block of flats in Ringland Close, Hanley. A mother and two daughters were rescued from their flat above and rushed to hospital suffering from smoke inhalation. Others were moved out of their homes for safety reasons. Local people were shocked by this horrific event, but quickly rallied round with donations, etc., for all the families affected. Stoke-on-Trent City Council provided accommodation for all those who had to move out of the block. Tragically, less than 2 days later, 36-year-old mother Zainab Adam lost her fight to recover, and days later her 6-year-old daughter Tafeo Al-Fadal also passed away. Zainab's 6-month-old daughter, Tamani, remains in a critical condition. Just days after that fire, an EMS 4 residents and a fire in a 6-story block in Burslem makes even clearer the urgency of measures to ensure fire safety. If neighbors had not alerted residents in the block by banging on their doors, then more lives could have been lost. In response to the horrific Grenfell disaster, Stoke-on-Trent Council said they would install sprinklers in all tower blocks across the city. Stoke Socialist Party has been campaigning for this work to be started immediately. 1,500 people have signed our petition so far. Afford. Some will say we can't afford to install sprinklers. But on the 11th of July 2017, the City Council voted to find money to increase the pay of assistant directors and senior managers by around £5,000, taking them up to £69,000 and £96,304 respectively a year. Our last Labour Council borrowed over £50 million to build a new council HQ, which was not needed. Now the current council is spending many thousands of pounds to promote a so-called city of culture. If necessary, the council should demand government money to pay for installation of sprinklers. When banks were going bust in 2008, billions of pounds were found to bail them out. If they can bail out rich bankers, then why not protect ordinary working class people? Ringland Close resident and Stoke Socialist Party organizer Andy Bentley, speaking on Midlands Today about the fire deaths, said, "It makes me angry, because sprinklers could save any number of lives. So why isn't it being done? There should be no delay. Sprinklers must be fitted in all tower blocks, whether council owned or privately owned, before any more lives are lost. It is also vital that the council works with Stoke-on-Trent Housing Society and other owners of blocks of flats to take the necessary measures to ensure the safety of all residents, whether high-rise or low-rise."